Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Oh, hi, CJ. I just called and talked to one of your representatives, and my husband basically had his email hijacked and used for spamware, and so he can't. So it's been suggested that we change our password on the Archtop account, which I never changed when I opened the account. And I set up a CDG portal and everything, and I tried to get in with the password that I had, and I wasn't able to get in. I just talked to one of your representatives, and she gave me a temporary password so that I can get in and change the password, and it still won't let me in. So I'm thinking it really is on Archtop's end that his email has been hijacked, because I think someone's hijacked my account.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's my email address.
Okay, so is the email address under your husband's account, or is it under yours?
It's under mine.
Okay.
But I have a Yahoo account, so it's a little more, I don't know.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a look. What is your name, please?
My name is Cherie Pegg, P-E-G-G.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Hi, Cherie. I spoke to you yesterday.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Yeah, I had you and Paul on the line yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. And just for verification purposes, if you don't mind, could you please verify your service address, please?
It's 251 Broadway.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Okay. And what is the email address that's on file?
It should be isisimages@yahoo.com.
Okay. And then is that still the email that you want associated?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's the email that I can access it with, but I feel like somehow someone's changed it in the system or something, because I'm not able to get into the account. Like, she gave me a temporary password. When I set up the, when I had Archtop come, we set up a whole portal for me.
Yes.
So there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to get in with that address.
All right, so let me go ahead and reset that once more.
Okay.
And we'll make it something simple for now. All right, so okay, so here's my idea. We're going to change the password to capital I images. So we're doing images with a capital I, 1, 2, 3, 4, and an exclamation point.
Pardon, so capital I. In the word images, okay?
Yes.
Okay,
so it's going to be It's going to be one word, images, but the I is going to be capitalized.
Capital, okay. And then the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, and then it's going to be an exclamation point after that.
Okay, I'm on the portal now, and I'm trying to sign in. And it says, you are unable to log in with the provided information. Please verify your login information and try again or contact support.
Yes, so try it once more because it just saved, and it does take a couple seconds to update.
Okay. Well, it's still not letting me in.
And you're at archtopfiber.com?
Yeah, I'm at archtopfiber. cdgportal.com.
No, try going out of that And then go back into archtopfiber.com and then click on sign in on the upper right.
.com. Okay. Internet, residential, business.
So on the upper right where it says support, right next to there, there's a sign in option.
Oh, okay, right there. Okay. Okay, so it's images. GEF 1, 2, 3, 4 with an exclamation mark. Okay, so I just, all right, I just changed it, so
yep.
Now I'm in. And where would I go to change the password?
You would go to my profile. On the quick links on the right, you should, or even on the top, you should see a my profile and the security information. It would allow you to change your password.
Hold on, it's not account. Pet, account summary, fiddle do. Okay, maybe I'm not.
Sounds like you're on the dashboard.
Okay, so how do I get beyond that?
So on the upper section of it, you should see dashboard, invoice and payments, services, my profile, inbox, documents, or logout. So you would go to my profile?
I'm on my phone doing this, so.
Oh, okay. Do you see any three lines that would create a menu?
There's no three lines that would create a menu. It says make a payment, view invoice, click here to auto pay settings, click here to spend auto pay, account summary. Oh, okay.
There should be more options below that.
Let's see, quick pay, quick ticket, headquarters, Florida office. Yeah, it's not really giving me very much here. Can you not do it? I mean, you should be able to do it on the phone. Right?
You should be able to do it on your phone. There should be a profile section. Yeah, because it's giving me the full web view. That's where it's differing for me. Is there any section of quick links at all? Like on the right-hand side of it? Maybe you can scroll over. I don't know if it lets you scroll over.
Hold on, I'm just, now it's like, I clicked on just the one auto pay settings to see if I could change it, but see if that would take me anywhere, and it didn't. Okay.
If you go to account summary, where does it bring you?
It doesn't bring me anywhere. It just, click here to change auto pay settings, click here to suspend auto pay, make a payment, view invoice.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like you are already on the account summary section.
Okay.
Can you zoom out maybe? Because on the right-hand side of that, like if you pinch and bring it, your two fingers closer to each other, you should be able to zoom out a little bit. There should be a quick links on the right.
There is absolutely not. Quick pay, quick ticket.
Yeah, that's at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, all I see is, all I have is, this is like the Art Shop Fiber logo at the top with a little thing on the right-hand side that says log out. And then it just says account Sharice Tech with a number 255173. Account summary, total due zero, auto pay active. Click here to change auto pay settings. Click here to suspend auto pay and make a payment due invoice.
Okay. Is there any way that you would be able to get onto it through like a tablet maybe or like an unaffected computer?
I'll go on my computer. I just have to go.
Yeah, I'll definitely reach out and let them know about the mobile options and see if maybe there's a way that we can make that a little bit simpler for you.
Well, I mean, you know, some people don't have computer. I mean, I have a computer, but, you know, there are people who
I typically don't use my computer other than for specific things, which is why I was going to go ahead and suggest that we review the mobile version of the website.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get that. Hey, Andrew. There you go. Come on. Come on. Sorry, I'm like, I got a new dog, and I'm like, I don't want to bite him. Come here.
No worries, I love dogs. I've got two of my own.
Yes, thanks.
What kind of dog?
Oh, he's the cutest. He's an English bulldog.
Oh, I love English bulldogs.
And he's a, you know, he's a 3-year-old rescue, but he keeps bothering my old dog, so I kind of don't want to leave him alone with him.
Yeah, it's probably because he wants to play and the old dog's like not having it. That's the way my other dog is. I have an old Basset who's 13, and then I have an American Bully who is 2.5, almost 3, and
yeah,
he's so hyper. And Rory just wants to be left alone.
Yeah, no, he tries to dominate him, so it's like, you know.
Ah, yes.
Okay, let's see.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just have to let that, like, let the older dog kind of teach him his lesson.
Right?
As long as it doesn't break into a fight, that's all that matters. But they'll put each other in their respective places and realize who's the boss.
Okay. Okay, I'm there now.
Yes, so you should see the account summary on the right. You should see quick links where it says my profile, third from the bottom.
Okay. New payment history.
So it should say view latest invoice, view unbilled usage details, upgrade service, and then my profile.
My profile, okay, I see it. My profile, okay, so I see it. Oh, edit the password, right?
Yes, that's where you would edit the password. And then you can enable two-factor authentication if you wanted to.
double three days. Actually, I'm just not doing that. Other options, let's see. I'm playing passwords, okay. Okay, I think I have it.
All right, perfect. Well, I'm glad that you were able to get in. You were able to change your password. And did you have any other questions for me today?
No, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. And in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I really wish you the best on that malware issue. I really hope it gets resolved for you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. I know how much of a nightmare it can be.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend and it gets better.
All right. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.